Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I am here today with Dr. Winnie Chan Wang, who is a lover of science and spirituality, and her vision is for all medicine to join as one. She is a trauma-informed licensed acupuncturist, teacher, shadow worker, Reiki and shamanic Tao healer, as well as a professor in acupuncture at Alhambra Medical University. She is passionate about empowering people with chronic pain to step into their source of power to heal themselves. So welcome, Winnie. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. And I really look forward to sharing all my clinical pearl of wisdom to all of your audience.
I'm so excited too. I'm excited to learn and I'm excited for the audience to learn. So tell us, how does a woman of many science background and degrees, how did you become a spiritual healer?
Yeah, thank you for that question. So actually, I'm a huge nerd and I have 4 science degrees, 2 from MIT. And, you know, the degrees are really hard science, like computer science, finance. And then I went to NYU, I have a marketing degree. And then finally, my 4th degree is in Oriental medicine. So actually, when I first started the practice in the first year, I lost 3 cancer patients. Now, of course, nobody expects me to be healing every cancer patient and keeping everybody alive. But the nerd in me, the engineer in me, got really curious, like, okay, why do people get breast cancer for the 5th time? You know, like they keep doing rounds of chemo and surgeries, but then it feels like there is like a root cause that people are not looking at. And that's why you have people get breast cancer for the 5th time. And so I started basically asking the universe, hey, can you help me understand? Because I'd really love to deliver the best medicine. You know, it doesn't matter if it's Western medicine, Chinese medicine, or spiritual medicine. If the person heals from the cancer, that's good medicine.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter how it happens, but if it happens, it happens. And that's amazing.
And more, what I find is that there's a huge connection. You know, I have clients with endometriosis, breast cancer, chronic UTIs, like they're just year-round on antibiotics. They have fibroid cysts. And I really want to know, like, really, why do people get these things? And lately, I've come to the conclusion, it's actually because as women, we've been told to be a nice girl. And so we're always smiling. And, you know, we've had thousands of years of patriarchy where we judge each other by, okay, what is your SAT score? What's your resume? How much money do you make? You know, are you a size 4 or size 10? You know, are you wearing Gucci or are you wearing H&M? Like, really, we are such a judgmental society and we expect women to be perfect. You know, you got to be a perfect mom and show up at the PTA meetings, bake cookies and whatever, and you got to have a career. And you got to, et cetera, work out, have the perfect body, all of those perfect expectation. And in traditional Chinese medicine, you know, there's 2 basic concepts. The first basic concept is where there's flow, there is health, there's no pain. And where there is no flow, such as a blockage, there is pain. So it doesn't matter whether we're dealing with lower back pain, migraines, or breast cancer, endometriosis. It's all the basic same principle, which is somewhere either in your organs or your meridian, there are blockages, right? So I like to explain it in computer science terms, because it's like, okay, you have a light bulb and you press the button. If the circuit is complete and is conducting electricity, then the light bulb's like ding. And then if the light bulb is burned or there's a break in the circuit, there's no current. And therefore, when you press the button, the light bulb doesn't turn on. So our body is like a computer. So basically, when you go to an acupuncturist, or if you do more energy healing in general, what we're actually doing when my clients work with me, I say, you're hiring me as a plumber. Basically, I'm going inside all of your meridians and organ and looking where you have zeros and turn them into a one, right? Like the computer science background is like, I'm like, okay, like where is it that you can't turn on the light bulb, where there's no light and dark? And how can I turn it back to the light? So if you have money, please go on Yelp and find the nearest acupuncturist, because it's like, I don't know why people don't get acupuncture at least once a month. We know to go to the dentist every 6 months to get a basic cleaning, right? If you don't at least go to an acupuncturist once a month, it's like letting your teeth rot. If you don't move your energy, you could have like a toilet that's not flushing, and then over time it accumulates and turns into, breast cancer and all of these things. But imagine if you only hired a plumber once a month to clean your pipes, right? So that's just basic maintenance. But at the same time, if you don't have money, and I know, a lot of people don't have money, is that actually you can heal yourself. Right. So the acupuncture needles, what it actually do is send a signal to the body, right? The body has motor neurons, sensory neurons. It's like, hey, send healing here, open the blocks that's here. But if you don't have money for acupuncture, you can go to yoga and do breath work. And that is just as powerful. It might take longer, but I always tell all my clients, if you can't afford me, just go on YouTube and type yoga for beginner or qigong for beginner. I promise you, if you do yoga or qigong 30 minutes a day, you don't even need to pay me. And I'm not like the kind of person who does this work for a living. Like, I just want you to heal, If you have the discipline to do qigong or yoga for 30 minutes a day, so many of the problems just organically go away.
That's amazing. And as somebody who suffers from endometriosis and has since I was in my late teens, this is really resonating with me because I've heard about acupuncture. I've never had acupuncture before, and now I'm so, I know. For our listeners, I know you can't see, but I'm getting laughed at and scolded by Rini. She's like, you need to go. So, yes, I absolutely like it's I'm adding it to my I'm gonna add it to my section on my list right now to like as my list of to-dos because it's something that I have suffered with, and it's there's been better times and through my pregnancy it was better, and then after it's always been an up and down cycle throughout my life, and sometimes it's dealable and sometimes it takes me out, and I do a lot of yoga, but I really am curious about acupuncture, so this is like really eye-opening for me, and you're amazing.
Okay, so I do have to say the once a month is more like maintenance. If you actually have like active endometriosis, probably it would be twice a week and you would take herbs. And so I'm going to segue into the second principle of traditional Chinese medicine. So the first principle is where you have a blockage, it's going to create, endometriosis, breast cancer, lower back pain, those kinds of things. So the second principle is the principle of five elements. So our body, we say, has wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And those correspond with liver, heart, digestive system, so stomach, spleen, lungs, and then kidney. And they each correspond with a trapped emotion. So we have anger, disconnection, so like loneliness, abandonment, overthinking, worrying, anxiety, overworking, too much time doing computer stuff, grief, sadness. And then the last one is fear. So I'm going to tell you how basically, you know, everybody knows the body keeps a score, right? So what I was saying is that all of these reproductive areas, like such as breast cancer, endometriosis, etc., has to do with anger. Because we as a society expect girls to be always smiling and nice, a lot of women have suppressed anger. You know, they're angry, but they're not allowed to, you know, get angry. So for example, when women, every time we menstruate, when we get emotional, we're like, oh, she's PMSing, she's being bitchy and blah, blah, blah. We shame each other for, you know, actually the truth is every month when we menstruate, that is when the woman is most connected to her psychic power, right? Actually, when we menstruate, we can't keep the nice girl mask on. So when the nice girl mask is out, we call people, we speak our truth. So actually, every time I get my period, I'm like, yes, I get to connect to my truth, and I'm going to call people out with pride. You know, like people need to see the truth about themselves. I'm tired of being like the nice girl, and the nice girl is the common thing among all my clients who have reproductive health issues. So, you know, part of the healing is giving women permission to feel their anger and to express their anger in a healthy way. It might look like writing angry letters and then burning them. You know, I think Abraham Lincoln said one time he was in a battle with, and then one of his staff made a mistake, and as a result a lot of men died on the hill, and he's so angry at his, you know, like people for that kind of leadership, and he wrote an angry letter, but he never sent it or mailed it. He just wrote it and let go, right? So that's how we should process our anger, instead of just like, oh, I'm not angry. It's like, okay, let's get angry and write everything down that pisses us off, and then burn the paper.
Don't take it out on anybody. Just at least get it out. Journal, like get your feelings out, process it.
Yeah, yeah. Don't stuff it, because if you stuff it, it's going to end up in your reproductive organs. And we don't want that.
I'm a stuffer, Winnie. I am. I'm the girl that, oh, look at my whole life. Oh, Courtney's always smiling. Oh, I think my yearbook quote from like eighth grade was, what if Courtney wasn't smiling or laughing? Like, yeah, I'm a stuffer. I'm a stuffer. I guess that's where my endometriosis comes from. How about that?
Oh my God. Okay. You need a private session with me, because I'm going to tell you how I have performed quote single session healing miracle. So one time a lady found me on Yelp and she said, Winnie, I have decreased eyesight for about 3 months. Can acupuncture help with that? I said, okay, I can't promise results because, you know, legally we're not allowed to promise anything. And honestly, if you go for lower back surgery, nobody ever promises any results, right? All we can do is the best. Exactly. So she comes in. And so in the traditional Chinese medicine system, we say that anger is stored in the liver and liver opens in the eyes. So I ask her, what was the most triggering, frustrating things that happened to you 3 months ago, right? Because when we're a doctor, we say, how long has it been? You know, so she said 3 months. So, okay, 3 months ago, what was the most angry thing? And she told me the story about her going on a retreat with her sister. And then her sister set boundaries with her, cut her off, and she feels abandoned and she's angry, like, who are you to get to decide to cut me off and blah, 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 blah. And I said, listen, you have two choices. You can either hold on to the victim card, which is my sister cut me off and abandoned me and set boundaries with me and I'm angry. or you can have your eyes back. Which one is it going to be? And she said, I want my eyes back. I said, good choice. Good choice. And so I said, you see, if you want your eyes back, you get to forgive your sister. And by the way, you also get to forgive yourself, because what is the sound of one hand clapping? You said something that pissed off your sister that caused her to set boundaries with you. So you also need to forgive yourself. Do you understand that? And she's like, yes, I do. And then I gave this talk about why it is so hard for us to forgive, right? So the human mind is not capable of forgiveness. And that's why we need help from the spiritual realm, right? So one of the classic example I like to explain to my clients is, okay, imagine I go home from work today and I see my partner and I said, oh my God, I have had lower back pain for 10 years. And today is a really bad flare up. COVID hit me so hard. I don't know how I'm going to pay rent. Can you please wash dishes? Versus, oh my God, I'm having another record month. I just bought a Prada bag. I'm going to go out, get a massage and hang out with my girlfriends. Can you please wash dishes? So that example illustrates that there is benefit to being a victim. There's benefit to holding on to our pain, because when we're a victim, we get to manipulate other people. We can use fear, guilt, and shame to make other people do what we want. And under patriarchy, for thousands of years, women weren't allowed to make their own money, right? You know, in my field, women weren't allowed into traditional Chinese medicine until 50 years ago. You know, we were suppressed, like, you know, in this country, like women weren't allowed to go to colleges or, you know, run marathons. There's all kinds of suppression of women. And so as a result, the only way we can have power when we don't have voting rights or when we don't have money is by manipulation, right? So understand that our mothers, our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers have relied on fear, guilt, and shame to affect the outcome. But we don't live in that time anymore. You know, we make our own money and we don't need that old technology of manipulating other with fear, guilt, and shame. So understand there's some ancestral karma. We can just let that go. You know, we don't need that manipulation anymore. And so, yeah, so basically in one session, the combination of acupuncture needles and also leading my clients in forgiveness practice, her eyesight was fully recovered.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. That's amazing. Yeah.
So, you know, and it's full of these kind of clinical pearls, you know, where like a client comes to me with liquid coming out of her ear and she's been to ER. They don't know what to do with her. They give her cancer meds and steroids and antibiotics, just give her every pill that they could prescribe. But nothing was going to make the liquid stop coming out of the ear, right? And in traditional Chinese medicine, it says that fear is stored in the kidneys and kidneys opens in the ears. So again, I did the shadow work, which is why I wrote a book. And I'll tell you more about my book. I did the shadow work with her. And then one session, liquid stopped coming out of her ear, right? It's like, so what is shadow work, right? Shadow work is where we willingly confront the shadows, aka our limiting beliefs or blockages. So they look like grief, anger, suppression, fear, unworthiness, drama queen causing conflict, scarcity victim mindset, taking everybody for granted, manipulation, and shame. So there's these top 10 shadows. I know, because I'm a professor, so you can see I was designing a 10-week curriculum for this. And I do have a course that's like 11 weeks for those who want to study this. And honestly, I think that if you are in the medical profession, whether you're a doctor or nurse, if you're a talk therapist, if you're an acupuncturist, if you're any kind of social worker where your job is to help people feel better, you really got to read this book, because when you read this book, you're going to look at your clients and be like, oh, I know what your problem is. Your problem is you have anger. Your problem is you have fear. Your problem is you have grief, right? So then when you read the book, suddenly you're like, oh, I know the root cause of that breast cancer. I know the root cause of this liquid coming out of the ear. I know how I can help you.
That's amazing. So what is the title of your book?
Yes, it's called Honoring Darkness. Embrace Shadow Work to Nourish and Grow Your Power. You know, the idea is that, for example, anger, it's not bad. Anger is actually a gift. You know, in the spiritual world, we talk about, okay, I can see third eye images, and we call that clairvoyant. I can hear messages, we call that clairaudient. So feeling is called clairsentient, and feeling anger is actually the biggest spiritual gift. We want to feel the anger. Please don't like shove it into a box. It's like kind of like God, source, universe trying to tell you something. It's like, Dr. Courtney, there's something you need to pay attention to. Okay. You know, the gift of anger is it tells us what our truth is. Right. And a lot of women, they come to me and they said, Winnie, tell me about setting boundaries. And I said, setting boundaries isn't something I do with my mind. It's not like I tick an Excel spreadsheet. I have one column, good qualities about that person. One column, bad qualities about that person. I sit, analyze, calculate, and decide I can have X amount of interaction with that, and I need to cut them off when this happens. It's not an if-then statement that we calculate from analyzing a spreadsheet, you know. When we are connected with our anger, when we're being violated, attacked, or something is not right, the anger will organically come out to protect us. And therefore, boundaries is not something we want to set in stone and be inflexible, right? So part of the problem with our society is we're so attached to this boundary. Actually, what we've really done is built heart walls around us. You know, I think since boundaries has become a very buzzword, a lot of people is like, oh, I need to set boundaries with you, right? In my client's case, she hasn't talked to her sister for 3 months, right? So what I'm saying is boundaries is good, but boundaries needs to be fluid. So erect a boundary on the fly and then dissolve a boundary later, right? So for example, you know, if my client and her sister is having a yelling contest, and then maybe one of them thinks that, okay, you know what? We need some boundaries. We need some space to come home to our original nature. So that is an application where boundaries is a great thing. But then after you've gone home, meditated, and understand, okay, why am I triggered? What is the opportunity for me? What is coming up to the surface for me to heal? Right? Because every time we get triggered, it's actually not the other person's fault. It's actually an opportunity for us to heal, right? When we get triggered, it's because there's something I need to look at. And so when we take responsibility for that and we do the healing, so take as long as you want, but maybe a week later or 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later, you can come back and, you know, be an adult and be like, okay, well, let's talk about what happened. I'm going to take responsibility of my half of generating the conflict. And have one of the things that I had a hard time with is appreciating that conflict leads to intimacy. Right. So if all I ever talk about is, oh, how's the weather? Oh, you know, this season we have, you know, in fashion, this color, and, you know, have you watched that movie? If we always just stay superficial in our connection, we're never actually going to feel really heard, really loved, right? So having these really deep conversation, which might create conflict, is part of the intimacy that we crave. So lean into that.
I think that's so powerful. It's so powerful because it's about, you know, like you said, owning up to what you have going on, and there's a time and a place, and sometimes you just need time to process something. Like you said, okay, your sister did this, you created this, I'm going to do this and move on. But then there's also a time to say, okay, we've healed, we've taken the time apart. Now let's be adults and let's talk about this and work through it. I don't have to not talk to my sister anymore. It's just, you know, you can have the best of both worlds.
Exactly. So going back, because I do have a lot of clients right now with, you know, endometriosis, breast cancer, and all that, is to understand that a lot of us, especially women, you know, we might have had childhood trauma, we might have had sexual abuse, is that the body keeps a score, and forgiveness is a choice. You know, I feel like a lot of people, there's this big debate, okay, how can I ever forgive my rapist? You know, and in this country, you know, we have a lot of women who have these Me Too experiences. And, you know, understand that forgiving is not for that person. Forgiving is for you, right? Do you want to be right about being a victim? And yes, you are a victim, but do you want to let that story go and heal your eyes, your breast cancer, your endometriosis, et cetera, and et cetera? Like, do you want your health back? Do you want your life back? Do you want to live in joy? Yeah, so that's sort of like, oh, and I want to share something really funny. It's called spiritual bypassing. So in the beginning of my career being a Reiki healer, I'm always like, love and light, love and light, love and light, love and light, love and light. Forgive, 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 forgive. And I would even chant, forgive, 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 forgive. But actually, I haven't forgiven. I'm still holding grudges. I want to forgive so bad, but I'm still holding on to the grudges. And that's why I love being a scientist, right? Being a scientist means we look at the data, we look at the results. So I look at the body and I said, what does your body say? Because your body is a report card, right? So I can chant, I forgive, I forgive, I forgive 5 hours a day for 3 years. But what does my body actually say? You know, have I really truly forgiven? And one of the pearls of wisdom I have gathered is, if you connect to God, source, spiritual, for a higher power, forgiveness is instant and it's easy. And this is why it's the case. Okay, so I have been raped in my life. And let's say the person who raped me owes me $100 in negative karma currency. Now, if I don't know God, source, universe, I'm going to hold on to that piece of IOU and be like, you, cuss word, cuss word, cuss word, owe me $100, pay me back. But if I'm connected to God's source universe, I am receiving $100 million per second, this unconditional love from the spiritual realm. And just imagine if $100 million raining on your body per second. I forgive because God's source universe forgives me first. And that's why I emphasize that forgiveness is not possible in the ego human realm, because if I'm not connected to the central bank, I'm always going to want to hold on to that piece of IOU, right? I don't want to let go because I'm broken. I need the $100.
I think, thank you for sharing that. That's, you know, that's personal. And I think that it's
it's so great for you to share, because there's so many people that can resonate with that and that can understand from it, that have been through something like that, where they have to open up to that sense of forgiveness, because like you said, holding on to it, it's the only person that you're kind of hurting is yourself by holding on to it. And then it can come out in other forms of illness. And it's unfortunate. And what you're doing is amazing. And I'm excited to read your book, Honoring Darkness. I'm excited to read it and learn from it.
Yeah, I'm actually in the process of writing book two. It's really, really fun. Book two is called Unlocking Light, right? So, you know, when we honor our darkness, what we're actually doing is increasing our awareness. Right? Because there's a gift in the anger. There's a gift in the fear. There's a gift in the grief. So when we journey into knowing who we really are, then the benefit of that is we get to unlock the light. So that actually increases our service to humanity. And that's how we make the world a better place. So understand that after you read book one, follow me on social media to see when book two comes out, because honor darkness, then we unlock the light. So that is the complete circle.
I love it. And that's awesome. And we will have everything on the podcast show notes. We'll have all the information where you can get Winnie's book, and then look for her new book when it comes out. When is that supposed to release? Do you have any, how far into the process are you?
Yeah, I'm targeting January or February next year. So
okay, so that's cool. So our listeners will be able to look for that and connect with you on social media. We'll have all that on there too, which is amazing.
Yeah, I hope everybody unlocked their light. You know, I have so many clients, you know, they come to me with depression, because mental health is actually what I specialize in. Some of them, they just come to me week after week after week. Like some people, they have a talk therapist, and 40 years later, they still have a talk therapist. And because I'm this engineer, I'm like, wait, I'm not really solving my client's problem if they just come to me week after week. You know, I don't want to be an addiction where the person just comes, get a good fix. And then, you know, because I always want to be the kind of doctor who gets to the root cause. And so many people, the alarm clock rings. It's almost like they're on autopilot. They're a robot. Like they wake up, they put makeup on, they go to work, they come back, they get Chinese takeout, they sit on the couch, they watch TV, and then they go to bed. And I have a lot of those clients who are not living their life purpose. You know, they're disconnected to their gifts. And so really, depression, it's because you're not living your life purpose. And what's anxiety? Anxiety is when you don't trust yourself, right? So, you know, why are we turning to, you know, antidepressants and sleeping pills when the answer is to learn how to trust yourself, right? One of my favorite quotes is, a bird can relax on the branch, not because it trusts the branch not to break, but because it trusts its wings to fly.
I love that.
Right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, I don't have to trust you. I don't have to trust the world. I don't have to trust the branch. Who I trust is me, because I know that I got wings and I know I can fly. I know that, you know, I am powerful. And so when we have anxiety, it's because we don't know that we're powerful. And so almost the anxiety and the depression isn't a punishment. You know, it isn't like God, source, universe said, oh, I don't like you, I'm going to give you anxiety and depression. No, it's not like that. It's actually, wake up. Okay, you have anxiety and depression. Go get help. Learn how to trust yourself. Learn what your soul purpose is. Go out, serve your people. Serve. That's the answer.
I love all of that, because right now, and especially the world we live in, all the changes that we've experienced over the past few years, especially, you know, so many of my clients, whether they're coming to me to talk about their gut health or whatever it may be, anxiety and depression always come up in the conversation as, you know, whether it's the primary thing we're coming to talk about or whether it's just kind of comes up as this is what's going on and this is why it's going on. And a lot of people don't know how to take control of it and don't, you know, have to look at that root cause of where is it coming from? Why am I feeling this way? And, you know, what you said is amazing. And people just have to get, you know, get into that, in touch with their spiritual side and understand it.
And so really book two is coming together with, yes, if you're depressed, take the pills. There's no shame at all for taking antidepressants. You know, there's no judgment. Please don't feel, oh, like I'm a loser, I'm on this pills. Like a lot of times clients come to me and they have that conversation, but also understand, you know, for you, for example, anxiety is in the digestive system, you know, that's why you're in gut health, right? And also depression is from this liver judgmental energy. And for example, in traditional Chinese medicine, when there's an imbalance between liver and the spleen stomach, we call that irritable bowel syndrome. So the one element dominating another element causes diarrhea or constipation or alternating constipation and diarrhea. So, you know, clients come to me and then they're like, oh, I have irritable bowel syndrome. And then they do all these stool samples and analyze the bacteria and yada, yada, yada. But really, we need to address your anxiety and depression.
No, it's absolutely true. It's even sometimes when people are just maybe looking at something else in their gut health, they're having situation, like you said, diarrhea, bloating, gas, whatever it may be, and they start to work on their nutrition and maybe they might become gluten-free and they start eating better and they start eating clean whole foods and they just change everything around. So many people realize that, like, hey, that anxiety that I was once had, like, as your gut microbiome starts to balance out and everything starts to become clean in there, people notice that they're feeling better mentally as well when they're eating foods that are serving them properly too. So it's like that whole big picture of lifestyle, root cause, you know, what are you feeding yourself? What are you putting in your body? What are you exposing your body to? It all comes out in other forms.
Yeah, exactly. So I really want to help everyone discover the root cause of their suffering.
I love it. And that's basically what I do too in my practice. And I love it. I love all of the work that you're doing. You are a blessing. You're a blessing to me that I just learned so many awesome things. And I'm exciting and learning more from your books and even that class that you were talking about, your 10-week class. I'm kind of digging it.
Yeah, actually, today's journey is from anger to forgiveness, and it's very powerful. I'll send you a Zoom link later.
All right, I'm excited. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on and for all this great information. If anybody wants to connect with Winnie, we will have all of her information in the show notes and all of her social media links and the link to get her book, Honoring Darkness. And then we're going to look for her new book coming out early next year. So I'm so excited.
Perfect. Yeah. My website is mindfulhealingheart.com. And it's super easy to remember because mindful healing starts from the heart. And so from there, you can find my social media and books and courses.
Perfect. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on today and for all of your awesome information.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's speak soon.
We absolutely should. We should do episode number two when the book comes out.
Yeah.
All right, Winnie, take care.
Take care, my love.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.